It's technically fall, but on this warm, summer-like evening, the Dripping Springs Tigers are hosting the Marble Falls Mustangs. There are a few obvious signs that the big homecoming game is about to kick off. The crowd is even larger than usual. There's a crowning ceremony going on at the 50-yard line.
Congratulations to Bailey K. Hudson and Brandon Neffendorf.
And traditions are on full display.
The parade, the spirit, the pep rally, the mums.
The mums. Bonnie Walker is a seventh generation Dripping Springs alum. She says mums have been a homecoming tradition here for as long as she can remember.
Well, back in the day, they were a real flower that died by the end of the night. And now they're big, beautiful silk arrangements that have feathers and rhinestones and streamers and every trinket you could ever imagine, bells and whistles.
Walking around the stadium before the game, it definitely sounds like more people are talking about mums than football. I overheard 8th graders Caitlin Bottles and Juliana Usia telling this story.
One of my friend's dads was talking about how his sister made a garter and then they didn't need it, so he turned it into a mum with fruit snacks on the bottom of it.
Just in case you got hungry.
Traditionally, the mum is what the girl wears, and the boy wears a garter. They tried to explain it a little better.
It shows school spirit, and it shows, like, who you're going with and that kind of stuff.
In Texas, the mum tradition is widespread and extravagant. Brittany Zolke is a senior at Dripping Springs.
This mum was given to me by my boyfriend, Ross, and I truly didn't expect it. It's three flowers put into one. It's basically three mums together. It lights up. It's long, it's almost touching the ground, and I love it. I wasn't expecting it, and it was a good way to end my senior year.
A lot of the mums are, like, super personalized, so mine has an H on it for my name, and a lot of people have, like, their sport or what they do on it or what they're passionate about.
Yeah, my mum is basically, it has some bells, it has music notes on it because I'm in choir and a lot of different things, so it's really fun.
Juniors Hannah Matthews and Mallory Bush say their group of friends got together to make their own mums. If you buy them, they can be pricey.
I know that we have some little girl mums that the girls spend about $40, and I know a few of the seniors, they were $250.
Michelle Alanis knows all about this.
It started off with me still in high school. We had just moved to Texas and had no idea what mums were. So me and my sister decided to make my own, and I had a lot of people just awing over it and how amazing it was and how beautiful.
So they started a business. Stephanie's Mums is based in Austin and has a storefront in the Rio Grande Valley.
From the end of August to the beginning of November, it's strictly just mums. We eat, breathe mums.
The business has really grown over the past 10 years. Now they ship all over the U.S., but the bread and butter of their business is still in Texas.
Number two, Bobby Credure, ball carrier.
Back in Dripping Springs, the game is underway. But mums are distracting the minds of many, including senior Brittany Zolke, who's now been wearing her shield-like mum for hours on end.
All day. I barely took it off.
A little bit. It's hurting my neck. But it's worth it in the end.
She says she'll keep the mum forever as a memento of senior homecoming. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.